what the animals that pull a buggy are, what they are attached to. You know what those are? Have you ever heard of anything that's used in connection with a buggy for the pulling?
It's not the traces, is it?
I guess it could be. Have you ever heard of shafts in connection with
yes,
a buggy?
Yes, I have.
Do you know really what they are? I don't think.
No, not really. I don't believe I do.
Okay. The terms single tree and double tree are yet sometimes used with connecting up horses. Do you know the difference in them?
I was thinking a single tree was just for one and a double tree was for two.
Okay. If a person was going to do some, move some wood in a wagon, he might say he was
stacking the wood in the wagon.
Alright, if he was actually going to take it from here to here, you'd say he
moving the wood.
Okay. When you're getting ready to plant a garden, usually the first thing you have to do is to get someone to
plow the garden.
Okay. Can you think of any different kinds of plows that might be used in farming?
Huh?
Any particular name of a plow?
Okay. A cultivator is a type of a plow.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a turning plow?
Yes, a turning plow.
Okay. People, men particularly, use different kinds of flames in cutting wood, and I don't know whether you're familiar with them or not, but a flame that has an A on each end of it, or like this, do you know what it might be called? Sometimes they are called, or another one that is sort of X on both ends, they use these to cut
the wood across
and
cut.
Uh-huh. Do you happen to know the terms that are connected with them?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever heard of either one of them called a saw horse or a jack horse or anything?
Yes, I've heard.
Okay. And if you were going to do something to your hair and you wasn't going to comb it, you might say you were going to...
I'm going to brush my hair.
Okay. And the instrument that's used for painting a house on the outside would also be a...
A brush.
Okay. What do you... if you're loading a gun, a rifle or something like this for getting ready to fire, what would you say you put in the gun?
Put a shell in the gun.
Okay. Have you ever seen it's an apparatus sort of like a seesaw, except it went round and round this way instead of up and down like a seesaw. Mm-hmm. Usually you made them out in the woods in rural areas. Children could sometimes make them themselves. Do you remember any names associated with them, or have you ever seen one?
Yes, but I've forgotten.
You've forgotten what it's called? Have you ever heard any of these terms sound familiar, like a flying genie or a...
Yes, I've heard of a flying genie.
Okay. If you're... have a coal heater or a coal stove, you bring the coal in a bucket, and what is that sometimes called?
Bring it in a coal scuttle.
Okay. And if you're working in the yard and you need something for hauling out what you're picking up, you might haul it out on a
wheelbarrow.
If you're hoeing or doing anything that you have to have a sharp instrument for, and you need to sharpen that instrument, what do you use to sharpen with? Like if you were going to sharpen a hoe, You know what you were chopping it with?
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Can't bang the nail out of it. What about...